T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I got a name for you. That name is Eric Davis.
Nah, he can't catch
the ball. He's not going to be a good receiver for the Niners this year.
No hands there. Eric Davis, former D-back, Super Bowl champ, appearing on the Dial Pad guest line. Damon Radonkolski here with Eric Davis. What's going on, ED? How you doing, man?
I'm okay. I was just asking him, how the hell did they get all of you guys in one room?
I know.
Well, liquored us up.
Needs to be a big room.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the other thing I heard, you do not want to trade for me. No.
Not right now. No.
Anybody that can help.
Hey, so seriously, what did you ever, like, did you want to be a wide receiver? And then, like they said, man, you don't have the hands to do that, but you're fast as the wind, so we're going to turn you into a D-back. Like, how'd that happen to you?
Well, number one, I did have hands. That's number one. So right. Stop that. Just because guys play defensive back.
There we go.
They're just better athletes. It's harder to play DB than it is to play wide receiver. I played offense growing up. I wanted to be on defense. That's how I got there. My college coach told me that if I had an opportunity, I asked him, can I play defense? I wanted to. And he said, I'll give you an opportunity. If you're no good at it, I'm moving you to wide receiver, and you're going to stay there. And, you know, if you can make it as a freshman, I'll let you play as a freshman. And that's all I asked for.
Eric
Haynes was my favorite guy growing up.
As a man who loved defense, who played defense, what do you like most about this 49ers defense?
They play nasty. They play together. They have a plan. Saleh has them playing with an understanding of what everyone is supposed to be doing. And that's when it gets fun. When you know what the other guys are doing, then you can take chances. You can get guys in positions that they need to be in. You can play with offenses. And they're talented, man. They're nasty. They're fast. They're long. They play with an attitude. That's the part that I like about it. And what they do is not flukish, so you know that you can go out week in and week out and repeat it.
Did this holistic view of defense, was this something he tried to instill last year and the year before but didn't have the talent to do it, and now it's working? Or is this something he seized on this year?
Talent changes things. It's amazing how much better coach you are when you have better players.
Yeah, funny the way that works.
Yeah, that's just the way it works. So you can have the mindset and you can understand that. Now, one thing you do have to have, you have to have a philosophy, you have to have a scheme, you have to have a solid plan on what it is you want to do. Now, how efficient that plan is going to be executed on the field has a lot to do with the talent that you have. And they just simply have more talent. You know, you get D-Ford, you get Bosa, you all of those interior linemen that you've drafted, they now understand the game better. They understand the roles and how to play with guys around them. You know, Quan is just, you know, you get him, he's fast, he's nasty. And you see what's happening at the linebacking core. And on the back end, they're growing up, man. So that's the major part of it. It's just more. Some of it is nurture, but I'm going to say most of it is nature.
And it's funny, listening to you go through all the dudes they added, it's a great haul, and it's all in the front seven. And I'm curious, look, you play DB. Obviously, it helps to have a great front seven, but
yes.
How much does it change the way you go about playing your position, your actual approach to the game? Is it different when you know, look, three and a half seconds, those guys are getting there no matter what?
Yes. I mean, you can get a rocking chair. You can literally just line up and know that, okay, certain calls, I know the ball is going to come out. Depending on the guys I play with my front seven, even at Carolina, when I, you know, there was a couple of years where I had Lamar Lathan and Kevin Green coming off, and I knew that they were blitzing. The quarterback also knows that the blitz is coming. So he knows that he has to get rid of the ball. So do I. So, yes, it completely changes the way you play the game. It changes the way a defensive coordinator is going to call the game. If he has guys on the back end that he knows and understand it, and they – and he can trust that they know how to make plays and how to take chances within the defensive scheme, it changes everything, and that's what's happening right now. I mean, the guys up front are going to hit your quarterback. They're going to hit him a lot. Everybody knows it. And if you want to sit back there and throw the ball 30, 40 times, you're not going to beat the 49ers that way.
Eric Davis here on 95.7 The Game. It feels like with every performance, we want a new referendum on Jimmy Garoppolo. Is he the guy? Is he not the guy? What do you think?
Let him play. Let him play. My only thing is when everyone goes into this franchise quarterback, and I've said it before, I'll say it again, Jimmy hasn't done a damn thing for the franchise. Jimmy hasn't won a playoff game. He hasn't won a Super Bowl. Jimmy is trying to show that he's a solid starting quarterback. That's the phase that he's in right now. He's growing. He's been average to good, and that's what you need him to be. You hope that he can grow and become great. You've seen everyone in the Bay Area has seen great quarterbacks. Jimmy is growing. He's making enough plays to win. You know, I get all the time, well, Jimmy can't win a game. I'm like, yes, he can. He did that in Pittsburgh. He drove the team down when they needed to score, and they scored. So I know he can do that. I know that the offense can score points. He can be efficient. But, yes, he can also make the plays where you just say, okay, he's young, where he'll throw interceptions, you know, because coach told him to throw the ball and that he was going to be open, and he didn't read the coverage. So all of those things are happening. He's growing. He shows – I think he's learning his game. He doesn't have the strongest arm. He's learning that there are certain throws he can't make. He has a good release. When his feet are right, he's accurate. I don't see where they screwed up. And he's on a team that gives him an opportunity. With this defense, he's going to have a chance to continue to grow and win games in the process. So I don't think you can ask for anything else right now.
Speaking solely defensively, okay, taking the 49ers and New England out of the discussion, who else in this league right now has, in your mind, an elite defense? And B, how many of those will be sustainable throughout the season?
I think New Orleans. The way New Orleans plays defense, I don't know if I'm going to go elite. I think that they can play extremely well. And the same way I was just talking about with the Niners and Garoppolo, with what they can do offensively, and the way that the coaches want to play the game, that defense can continue and sustain and repeat what it is that they do because of the way they complement one another. That's the number one that jumps up in my head. You know, I watched them on film. I was watching them a couple of days ago, and they're really good. They're really good and really sound at what it is that they do. And their team plays a lot. Their defense plays a lot like the 49ers. So that would be my number one. That I'm going to look at. Dallas, Philly, all those other ones, they're up and down, and you see great things out of them, and then they just kind of went to bed. But that's the one that just seems like it can consistently do what they're doing right now.
As far as the 49ers go, obviously 6-0, you can't do better than that through six games. A lot of people critical of Jimmy G, and we talked about that a little bit, but also of a wide receiver core that doesn't seem to have a standout in it. If you were running the Niners, given what they've done so far, would you say, hey, we're winning, we don't need a stud wideout, or would you be trying to make a deal for one?
Well, you always need one. The question is, who is he and how much is he going to cost? You have a number one receiver. That's Kittle.
Kittle, sure.
He's your number one receiver. That's it. That's the guy that you're going to have to double team. That's the guy that if you don't double team, he can eat you alive. So you have someone that the quarterback can throw to. And the way the rules are, that's the easiest guy for the quarterback, for a young quarterback in Garoppolo, you know, developmental-wise, that for him to be able to get the ball to. If you're going to go out and get a guy – if you're going to get a stud, what do you have to pay for him? That's the question, man. If you're going to trade, I'm one of those guys that I'm looking at what the Niners have been doing, and it's been a long time since they drafted and developed wide receivers. Have they flipped the switch? Because I can say the same thing about DBs. They were having a hard time drafting corners and developing corners and DBs since I was there. Since they drafted Merton, there hadn't been a whole lot of guys that they drafted that turned into Pro Bowlers and all pros at the corner position. Same at the wide receiver position. That didn't happen. Not without the T.O., you didn't have a lot of that. So maybe they're flipping the switch because I see it happening at the defensive back spot. If you feel comfortable, It's the whole Jalen Ramsey thing. If you feel comfortable with the young guys and you see them every day and you know how they're developing, if you feel comfortable, you don't really need to do it. Because the Niners averaged, what, 25, 26 points a game? I know it's at least three scores a game. That's enough. Look at this defense. If you give this team 24 points, they're going to be hard to beat. So do you really need to give up more draft capital than you've already given up to go out and get someone? So that's the question. It's got to be a stud if you're going to go do that.
Like, if you're telling me 24 points is a magic number, I'm thinking I totally want a wide receiver now. Like, if you're telling me 24 points is the Rubicon and every time we cross it, we win, forget about 2020. 2019, game on. Eric Davis, let me ask you one question about Gerrion Conley, a position you know well. John Gruden traded a cornerback that he drafted. Well, he didn't. Reggie McKenzie did. It was a first-round pick in 2017. They move him to Texans, to the Houston Texans. Is he a good player?
He's a talented player. You don't get drafted. No one is void of talent that gets drafted in the first round. So always know that. Now, the question is, does he fit into the system? You started us off by saying Reggie McKenzie drafted him. So someone else drafted him with the mindset of him playing in a certain system. So if he doesn't fit the system, because everyone can't play within all the different schemes. You know, we saw Nnamdi do that. Nnamdi was great in Oakland. He went to Philly in a different scheme. He had a harder time being the player that everyone expected him to be. There are a few guys and some guys that can just switch over, and the system is not as hard because their talent base is different. That's the thing. He's a talented player. Going to Houston, being in that system, they ask their corners to play a lot more man. You don't have as many combination coverages. Most of the time, it's about your athletic ability and you just being able to handle that cat in front of you. Even in the zone blitzes that they run in that 3-4 scheme, I played in one. Most of the time, corners, you're still manned up. You're manning the guy in your zone. So he may be better suited for that system, and that could be part of it based on, you know, what they want to do in Oakland right now.
ED, good to talk to you, man. Thanks so much.
All right, fellas, you know how to find me. It's hot here in L.A. I want you guys to know that, man. So
we're supposed to get a heat wave here, too.
Right now.
Eric Davis. Keep it warm down there. L.A., come up to Bay Area. You always got a home up here, man. Thank you so much, Eric Davis on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.